AircheckDownloads.com.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon. Welcome to my weekly radio countdown show we call America's Greatest Hits. Every week we do it, counting down the greatest hits of your life. Plus, we've got special guests and fun extras like One Hit Wonders and Who Did It First. Coming up this hour, our special guest is Bruce Springsteen. He says he's carrying on a tradition that started with the very first humans. Find out what he's talking about later in the hour, but right now, it's time to get the fireworks going. America's Greatest Hits. Get ready for the top five songs from this week in 1977. And kicking it off, these are the Bad Boys of Boston with a rockin' tribute to their sex ed teacher. Here's Aerosmith with number five, Walk This Way.
This is America's Greatest Hits, and the countdown is on.
Number four.
Checking in at number four on our countdown of the five biggest hits this week in 77. That's Manfred Mann headed for number one with Blinded by the Light. By the way, his first number one came 13 years earlier. Remember this song? Yeah, Manfred Mann went to number one with that 13 years before Blinded by the Light. And right before Manfred Mann, you heard Steven Tyler and Aerosmith. They opened up the countdown at number five with Walk This Way. 40 years ago this week, Dick Clark's American Bandstand celebrated its 25th anniversary with a superstar-studded shindig. We're going hopping. They had Chuck Berry, Booker T, Stevie Wonder, Johnny Rivers, Bo Diddley, Barry Manilow, the Pointer Sisters, the Supremes, Frankie Valli, Tony Orlando, and of course, the Captain and Tennille. And if you missed it or you want to recapture the memories, that show's available on DVD, and I bet you can find someplace on the net to stream it. Meanwhile, back to the countdown and the Eagles. They were flying up the charts in 3 weeks. This would be the number one song in America. But this week in 1977, they sat at number three with New Kid in Town.
There's talk on the street. There's a new kid in town. There's a new kid in town.
J.D. Souther wrote that song. Glenn Frey sang that song. Coming in at number three this week back in 1977. The Eagles with their future number one, New Kid in Town. Next up, our top two songs from 77 when America's Greatest Hits rolls on. Brought to you in part this week by Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote.
America's Greatest Hits.
It's America's Greatest Hits with the man who put the art in the top five chart. It's Scott Shannon.
We're counting down my five biggest hits from this very week in 1977. Number five was Walk This Way by Aerosmith. Four was Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann. And at number three, New Kid in Town by the Eagles. Now, this five-man band from Atlanta, Georgia, had a monster hit on the R&B chart with this song. It's been four long weeks at number one there. Now, it wasn't quite as successful on the pop charts, but it did give them their biggest hit. Here's the group Brick combining disco and jazz with Daz. Landing at number two in our top five from this week in 77, that's the group Brick with their biggest pop hit, Daz. Now, obviously, if that's number two, number one is ready to roll, and it's a monster movie hit.
Number one!
This was the Grammy-winning title track to a classic 70s comedy. The movie's about a Los Angeles business that employs a cross-section of the city's citizens. It starred all kinds of people. Richard Pryor, George Carlin, the Pointer Sisters, and even Professor Irwin Corey. The group that performed this song is the former backup band for The Temptations. You might recognize those claps. That's Rolls Royce with number one on the countdown, Car Wash.
From Maine to Manhattan Beach, we're nationwide as Scott Shannon presents America's Greatest Hits.
Flashing back to 1981. That's the Greg Kin Band with their first big hit, the breakup song. Before that, it was Rolls Royce with the number one song on our countdown from 1977, Car Wash. I'm Scott Shannon. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here on America's Greatest Hits. Time now to check in with this hour's special guest, Bruce Springsteen. He's a guy who says he's continuing the tradition of one of the world's oldest arts.
If you look at the role of storytellers in communities, you know, going back to the beginning of time, you know, they played a very functional role in assisting the community in making sense of its experience, sense of the world around them, charting parts of their lives, getting through parts of their lives. I was interested in sort of the eternal role of storyteller, songwriter, and how I was going to perform that function best.
From 1984, that's Bruce with his biggest chart hit, Dancing in the Dark. That song went platinum and won him a Grammy for Best Rock Vocal. I'm Scott Shannon. Every week we dedicate this show to the memory of the Countdown King, Mr. Casey Kasem. When I was a young man, I would write down all the songs that he played and some of the factoids about the artist he would dig up. I would save them so I could use them later on when I got to be a DJ on the radio myself. And here I am on America's Greatest Hits, ready to go with another birthday salute. This one goes out to a singer born this week in 1962 in Lafayette, Indiana. Here's Axl Rose with Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine. Flashing back to 1988, that's Guns N' Roses with their first and biggest hit, their monster number one, Sweet Child of Mine. I remember a few years ago when I was a DJ in California at a station we called Pirate Radio. That was one of our theme songs, Sweet Child of Mine. I'm Scott, coming up a one-hit wonder. His one big hit started out as a jeans commercial and ended up a top five in the UK. I'll be right back with the story and the song when America's Greatest Hits returns.
America's Greatest Hits.
America's rock and roll DJ is on.
America's Greatest Hits with Scott Shannon.
This humongous hit was the biggest selling single of 1988. It's the title track to that year's biggest selling album, a record that sold over 10 million copies in the USA and 20 million worldwide. It also won the Grammy for Album of the Year. And I don't know about you, but for me, it's so hard to believe that George Michael is gone. Here he is with his huge hit, Faith.
This is America's Greatest Hits.
You are locked into America's Greatest Hits. I'm Scott Shannon. Coming up, a one-hit wonder. He's not only a one-hit wonder, he might be the one and only English lord to score a hit on the pop charts. But before we get to him, here's a monster movie hit from the film Streets of Fire. This is singer, songwriter, and producer Dan Hartman with I Can Dream About You. From the summer of 84, that's the late Dan Hartman with his top 10 classic, I Can Dream About You.
This is America's Greatest Hits with Scott Shannon. And now it's time for another one of Scott's favorite features, the One Hit Wonder.
Now, this song was originally a jingle for the British clothing company, Brutus Jeans. The commercial was so popular that the song was released as a single and hit the top five in England. To sing it, the producers got an actual British lord. His father was the third Marquess of Zetland, a title passed down from the late 1800s to the present. So, adding a touch of royalty to this show, here's one-hit wonder, Lord David Dundas, with his one big hit, Jeans On.
When I wake up,
aircheckdownloads.com.